I greet you with peace. Father Jesus and HS all send their love to you as usual. And this is what Father has to say. He said, for some time now, many of your hearts have been weighed down. So many tests and trials have taken their toll on you and your families. Yes, I hear your prayers, frustrations, and yes, I will now help all of you. Gold is tried in the fire of adversity, and my guardians have been tried on many a battlefield. I will give you strength, and yes, you are all due some rest. There are many changes that still need to take place within all of you. All of you are open to the future, and I am thankful for that. I could say that all of you wish the future were right here now, and we would be close to finishing my plan. Unfortunately, that is just not the case right now, because there is still much work that needs to be completed. Please do not grow weary. Remain strong and keep a vigil. Continue to fight Satan and his forces. They will never give up. Your responsibility is to protect, first of all. And all of you are doing that. In the coming days, you will begin to help even more souls. I am not saying that simply because the service for the departed is around the corner. When you continue to do your dailies and meditate, you open yourselves up to me, and I am able to give you more strength, more light, and much more love. You will continue to attract the lost ones that seek me. You will continue to guide them to me. Now, I need all of you to be patient as I share this with you. The Apostle Orlovsky is still struggling with the idea that I have a second son. Because of this, my son's announcement will not be this June, but a short time after that. I will also tell you that my son is still not ready to take on the world. He has been struggling with much. He will be fine. He speaks of how thankful he is that he has all of you and is glad that I gave you to him. All of you need each other for my plan to succeed. Yes, I know. You want to just come home. In time you will. We still need to add two more guardians. They will be along shortly. Please continue to guard and protect. Remember, I am always with you through all of these changing times. Sometimes things will not make sense to this world, but all of you will understand. Many will seek you out for your wisdom and knowledge. There will be times where many will lean on you for support and need answers. You will have them. I wish that I could share everything with you, but it would be too much for you to bear. I am very pleased with how much you have all grown since being added to the team. Look back and see all that you have done in my name, all the lives you have changed and brought to me. Many within your lives right now are waiting for the right opportunity to ask much of you because they need help. That is what your future will be. Helping the lost, bringing those out of darkness into the light, and giving comfort where no one else can. You are a very blessed team because I will continue to bless all of you and your families. Now I said you deserve some rest, so take time. Make time with your families and enjoy these next few weeks. I will step in and control Satan's activities. Now, I did not tell you that you're on a vacation, so you still need to be aware of all of your surroundings. Shall I say that for the next few weeks, you are on a working vacation? Yes. Again, I love you, and we will finish all of this together. Does anybody have any questions? Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Sorry, but you're cutting out, and I missed half of your message. So, Crisis, did you hear it? Were you able to hear it?
Yeah. It's got to be just us two because I've been texting everyone else, and no one else heard every other word.
No, I
mail her.
I missed out too.
The message that you sent me, Jim, so she can read it.
Well, it'll be posted on the site tonight. Can everybody hear me now?
I can hear you.
I can hear
fine.
You now, but
yeah.
There were a couple times where you were
no,
coming
I
in and out.
No, I can't hear anything. I mean, I hear you now, but I never heard anything before.
Are you hearing everybody else?
I'm hearing everybody else, and I'm seeing everybody else on the call. Maybe those of you who are having a difficult time, hang up and call back in, and we'll wait, okay?
You're not going to read Lamentations, are you?
I am. Here we go. And they lamented. All right, here we go. Father said, for some time now, many of your hearts have been weighed down. You know what? Hang on a second. If you can't hear me throughout any meeting in the future, please just stop me, okay? All right. Also, before we get started, did everybody get my email where I sent you the notes?
We can't hear you again, and I figured it out. It's when you push record.
Okay. Hang on.
Oh, can't hear again.
It's only when you record, and it's about every
That's
third
right.
word.
Can you hear me now? Everybody's good. Everybody's listening to me now. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Might be my headset. Maybe it's default E.
No.
Is anybody else having the trouble? Maybe it's just Susan and I because we're. Are you sure?
No. No, I was.
And
I was,
it's only when you push record. Like we heard you very clearly before you push the record button.
Okay.
That's weird.
I don't know how to fix that, but we got to record this. Mm-hmm. Let me call in and hang up. Hang on. I'll be back in a moment. Again, I'm going to ask, did everybody get the email I sent that had the notes in it for today's meeting? Because in the header, I said the meeting will be at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
That was the email. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now we all got
my
it.
My fault. My bad.
That's okay. Okay. Oh, Father, these people you've given me.
Wow.
Hey, okay. Moses had a hard time.
Yes, he did. All right. Let's try this again. Here we go. For some time now, many of your hearts have been weighed down. So many tests and trials have taken their toll on you and your families. Yes, I hear your prayers, frustration, and yes, I will now help all of you. Gold is tried in the fire of adversity, and my guardians have been tried on many a battlefield. I will give you strength, and yes, you are now all due some rest. There are many changes that still need to take place within all of you. All of you are open to the future, and I am thankful for that. I could say that all of you wish the future were right here, now, and we could be closing, right now, and we would be closing to finish my plan. Unfortunately, that is just not the case right now because there is still much work that needs to be completed. Please do not grow weary. Remain strong and keep a vigil. Continue to fight Satan and his forces. They will never give up. Your responsibility is to protect, first of all, and all of you are doing that. In the coming days, you will begin to help even more souls. I am not saying that simply because the service for the departed is around the corner. When you continue to do your dailies and meditate, you open yourselves up to me, and I am able to give you more strength, more light, and much more love. You will continue to attract the lost ones that seek me. You will continue to guide them to me. Now I need all of you to be patient as I share this with you. The Apostle Orlovsky is still struggling with the idea that I have a second son. Because of this, my son's announcement will not be this June, but a short time after that. I will also tell you that my son is still not ready to take on the world. He has been struggling with much. He will be fine. He speaks of how thankful he is that he has all of you and is glad that I gave you to him. All of you need each other for my plan to succeed. Yes, I know you want to just come home. In time you will. We still need to add two more guardians. They will be along shortly. Please continue to guard and protect. Remember, I am always with you through all of these changing times. Some things will not make sense to this world, but all of you will understand. Many will seek you out for your wisdom and knowledge. There will be times where many will lean on you for support and need answers. You will have them. I wish that I could share everything with you, but it would be too much for you to bear. I am very pleased with how much you have grown since being added to the team. Look back and see all that you have done in my name, all the lives you have changed and brought to me. Many within your lives right now are waiting for the right opportunity to ask much of you because they need help. This is what your future will be, helping the lost, bringing those out of darkness into the light, and giving comfort where no one else can. You are a very blessed team, because I will continue to bless all of you and your families. Now, I said you deserve some rest, so please take time, make time with your families, and enjoy these next few weeks. I will step in and control Satan's activities. Now, I did not tell you that you are on a vacation, so you still need to be aware of your surroundings. Shall I say the next few weeks are a working vacation? Yes. Again, I love you, and we will finish all this together. Does anybody have any questions? Did everybody hear that?
Yeah, we heard it. It was great.
Okay.
I heard it. I would like to say something.
Okay.
I heard it, like, completely different. It did jumble, but I heard that we were going to have a vacation in the next couple weeks.
It's going to be a working vacation.
No. I heard it like everything was like going to be fine.
You're mishearing. Yeah. You better clean out the wax, buddy.
No. The second time is the reason why we had to hear this the second time. Because we are getting messed with.
Yes, we are. All right. So everybody is aware of the fact that we are on a working vacation, which means, and here's why. The first thing I'm going to bring up is I am aware of the fact that everybody is not meditating on a regular basis. And that is why Father is giving us a break. And I will admit that I have not, within the last 2 weeks, had a deep meditation as I should. I do the dailies every day. I run energy every day. And I am in the center of my mind, and I am chitty-chatting with Father and Jesus all day long. It's important that we all meditate. And as Father pointed out in his message to us, it's in those moments where we're meditating that he can give us extra strength. He'll open our eyes. He'll guide us a little bit more. I would encourage everybody to spend more time with the archangels. Find out what is bothering you in your own personal life. Pull up that list and pick one of those fellas who has that virtue to help you. Okay? First, start off doing that. Does anybody have any questions about that? Okay.
I just have a comment.
All right.
As you know of what has transpired this past weekend, I went and grounded and put my barriers up so that I could be protected and that I would be able to withstand the accusations that were sent to me.
Okay.
Do
you want to share with the team what's going on?
Sure. What's going on with me is that I am getting attacked. I've been working for my company for 2 years. I've worked a lot. I probably work about 70 to 80 hours a week. And I am the most productive appraiser in the whole company. I've looked at 172 vehicles, and everybody else is around 75. Wow. They are attacking me for mistakes, little things. And so on Thursday, they sent out a form saying that I messed up 3 claims.
they said I was missing little things like a headlight on a car. Friday, I sent them an email trying to explain the reasons why. And they came back to me with four other reasons that I am making greater mistakes. That morning, I woke up. I prayed. I asked Father to let me find favor in the sight of my employers. I put my protection roses up, put a hedge around myself, did the typical daily that I do every day. And they came out with a whole bunch of other things that they were attacking me with, and I had a nervous breakdown. I broke out in hives. I was shaking so bad that the manager of the collision center that I was in looked at me and said, "What is going on with you?" I explained to him what was going on, and he said, "You need to contact your HR department because you're in a hostile work environment. They're trying to fire you." As you know, or as some of you know, my family moves to Montana on Tuesday. And so right now, Sandy doesn't get insurance until 90 days. So we were trying to do a 90-day thing where I stayed here and did my job, fulfilled my responsibilities, but everything came unglued. This is what I know. I know Father knows all. I know that Father gives me the day to live. And I know that everything transpires in my life because Father allows it. He has given us this working vacation. He knows everything. He understands everything. He doesn't forget anything. I know for a fact that our Heavenly Father loves us very much, and He does not forget us, and He's going to make things great for me. I don't know what will transpire tomorrow. They may show up and say, "You're fired," which would be a great thing because I can go get my unemployment and take my family to Montana and move on from there. I know for a fact that our Heavenly Father sees everything, and He doesn't let us to the wayside. Everything that was in this message has such validity. We have to understand that our Heavenly Father has everything in place. I'm done. Amen.
Choir? Okay.
Wait, can I throw something out there?
Yeah.
So are you is the big issue with your insurance? Is it like medical insurance is what you're talking about?
I work for an insurance company. I'm a damage appraiser. Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about like when you said that you can't lose your job when you're moving to, well, your family moves to Montana. So you were going to stay back and make money, obviously, through that, but you said something about besides like having your own family insurance. Are you talking about your job insurance?
Well, I'm talking about I work for an insurance company. I am a damage appraiser. I inspect cars. Whenever you wreck your car, I go out and look at it. As far as I'm about the personal insurance, is the life or the health insurance that I'm talking about.
Okay, because if you do end up losing your job, you can go on COBRA.
I understand
that is.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Get ready to pay through the nose.
Yeah.
Cheaper than Obamacare.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would like to talk about confidentiality for a moment, please. If you are having a conversation with one of your fellow guardians, and they say to you, I need to confide in you with this, then you are not allowed to share it with anyone, including anybody else on the team, or even me. And then, by all means, you are not supposed to share anything of it with your spouse. There's an old saying, I don't have a problem keeping a secret, it's the people I tell that do. Ha ha ha. No. I need everybody to know that they can trust each other, that we can fall on each other when we have to, and that there's no way Satan can bring a little dissension between all of us because something that was said to one healer now is getting circulated around. All right? So you need to keep these things to yourselves. I would also ask that when we're doing what we're currently doing right now, and I ask a specific person to say something, that we don't jump in all over each other, and out of respect, we wait till the person's done speaking, and then if you have an opinion, I'll open it up to a discussion for everybody, and then we can figure out who gets to go when and what is said, and you can all participate that way. I'll also say we're always in a team-building session. Every time we get on the phone with each other, I would ask that everybody respects one another. There is no judgment from anybody. If you want to say something, if you're unhappy about something, if something's upset you or is angry or you're angry about something, then you need to just say, I need to share something with the team, please, Triland, and I'll say yes, and you can say whatever you want. And the 11 of us, my dear friends, will work with each other to help each other figure out what needs to happen, if there's something that we can do to step in and help one another, because you have to understand something. We all have different gifts. Yes. We all have POG. I've given you power and authority to do specific things. But each one of you has a unique gift or a unique way of looking at something. And maybe when we have a difficulty within our own personal lives and we kind of throw it out there, and I'm not saying that these team meetings are now going to become this bitching session. That is not what I'm saying. But just as Blazar just shared with us what's going on with his life, well, now all of us can pray for him specifically and ask Father to step in and do what he needs for him and his family. So I appreciate you being open with us and sharing that information. Okay? Does anybody have any question at this point about anything we've discussed? Or a comment?
I do have a quick question, Triland, right, about just about Apostle Orlovsky. Have you had any contact with him since the last time we discussed it at all?
I have. He's known about this for over a year and a month of who I am, and his path and mine have crossed 7 times, and not once has he ever brought it up.
So his attitude hasn't changed towards you, but he hasn't brought that subject up.
Correct.
Okay.
Him and I kind of have this mindless banter thing that we do back and forth. And I've been waiting.
We all do.
Yeah. And because he's very guarded. He's not sure what to do. Father said HS has been trying to move his heart a little bit, but the idea that I exist just confounds him. And I think on some level, Father did not say this to me, but my impression is it actually kind of scares him. Because if I come into the picture, that kind of queers a number of things in their mind, even though I don't. I'm not here to change anything. I'm here to support. We're here to protect. They're here to raise the bride of Christ. We're here to protect them. Totally different things.
Well, he doesn't know that.
No. Well, he does, because I sent him an email a year and a half ago with, at the time, the people who were on the team. I gave him their names. I gave them their real names and their healer names, and I told them what congregation they were in. And I said, these are the 3 things that my team is responsible for with. And his response back to me was, thank you for trusting me with this information. And that was it.
And a number of us have discussed things with him that
alluded to the information that he was given, and he wouldn't bring up the subject. So it's not like Tri-Land is going, hear my, you know. Information has been given to him, especially, you know, with the thing with Tranquility is a perfect reason to ask a question.
Okay. I was discussing with Father how some of you have been struggling, that we made the point that you shouldn't be pulling up earth energy when you're meditating. You should just be pulling down cosmic energy. So he said what he would do for those of you who are struggling with that idea, he's going to create a cloud below you full of your own energy, and you can tap into that. Okay? I was in Indianapolis last weekend. I held an hour and a half class for about 7 people. And then I trained Aerostar and Luminance for 5 hours and gave another energy healing during that time. And then I gave another energy healing the next day. And I can tell you that usually when you do that kind of activity, you're usually wiped out. I was not tired. I was not fatigued at all. And it was only after I met with Father on Thursday before I left for my trip to be in in Wyoming this past weekend, that I realized Father created something for me that he's now going to offer to every single person on the team. What he did was he created a energy waterfall above my head, and it is constantly pouring down on top of me 24 hours a day. When I go to sleep at night, I have to mentally turn the waterfall down to a trickle or I can't sleep. But in the morning when I wake up, then I turn it back up to full power. And even today, yesterday I gave 3 healings, and then we were up till 1:15 in the morning. She was going to share that information with you of what that took place. But I turned up that waterfall all day long. I did not fall asleep when I was going home. And I'm going to now tell you, all you have to do is ask Father to give you the same thing. He'll create it above your head, and then you can create the flow of it, control it, and now we will just constantly always have our energy pouring in around us. And it was kind of neat. Yesterday, as I gave those energy healings, not once did I ever feel fatigued. It was amazing. So we need to be on our game. We need to be awake and rested, and by doing this, I think we'll get the strength that we need to do that. Does anybody have any questions about that?
So you know how you said, like, after a healing, you're supposed to bring your energy back? So does that replace that step then?
It doesn't replace it. You still need to consciously think about it. Make sure that that energy is pouring in over you. And it's going to already be there, but I want everybody to make the conscious effort to remember you always need to make sure you're filling yourself back up. So you may want to turn the flow on a little bit more when you're giving an energy healing, and then back it off a little bit if you're just trying to get through your day. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Because of all the chaos that Satan's been causing in all of our lives, about a week and a half ago, I increased the liberation of the realms to 5 million a day. And Father said, now you're scraping even more of the tip of the iceberg. The service for the departed is 2 weeks away. We need to be on our game. We need to be praying for all the souls. Anybody that sweeps across your heart, anybody that has a conversation with you out of the blue, you know what to do. I don't need to beat a dead horse. So everyone, please take care of that. I sent out an email and asked if anybody had questions or things they'd like to discuss today. And one of the topics that was given, and I sent them all to you, was how do you protect your individual congregations? I was in Indianapolis last weekend, and because I was there, and now we've got Luminance, who is one of the newest guardians, and she hasn't really been trained fully on everything, I decided that I will take care of that congregation while I'm there. So while I had a moment before service, and this is the other point I'm going to make to everybody, okay? if you are getting to service 5-10 minutes before the service starts, I have a problem with that. Because now you do not have enough time to prepare your heart for the service, nor do you have enough time to do what you have to do as a guardian. I'm going to ask everybody that if you're not there for Sunday school, that you don't get there any later than 30 minutes before the service starts, period. You must be there 30 minutes before the service starts. You need to, you can say hi to people, do what you have to do, but then you need to be in your seat doing what Father has asked of us to do. Okay, please? Thank you. As I was in Indianapolis and I was looking around, there was a portal attached to the base of the altar. I went to go follow it and never found anything at the end of it. So here's what I did, which is what I would like everybody to do for any congregation that you go to or are responsible for. I severed the connection that that tunnel had, and I tossed it out in the middle of nowhere. Then what I did was is I created a light gold energy steel bar cage that completely encompasses the altar and its base and goes completely around the top of it as well. So it's almost as if I put the altar and everything that is up there in a big cage full of gold energy and bars. And then I imagined concrete being poured below the altar so nothing can get in there. It is not your lead angel's responsibility to make sure that the altar is safe. It is your personal responsibility as a guardian. That is your task. Do not sub that out to them. You can, however, sub out with a standing order, the bind and sweep, to your lead angel in any congregation you go to, that the moment the officiant says, in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they know that they should start doing the bind and sweep. I will review again what the bind and sweep is. The bind and sweep is that they sweep through the congregation of all the members that are currently there, and they remove anything that's attached itself to them that has to do with a spirit or a demon, and they wipe them out. Then they go to everybody's home that's in attendance in the service, and they bind and sweep their home and remove everything that is there. Everybody that's in that congregation, if they have a curse on their family, it is removed. And then every ancestor that's associated to them that's still alive or in eternity receives the exact same thing. They get released from any demons that are haunting them. Any curses that are binding them are released. That is what a bind and sweep is. Every Sunday when we go to service, that should automatically be happening in the congregations you visit. And then I have given my lead angel the standing order that if there is not a guardian in a specific congregation, because there is only 11 of us, that he is to personally make sure that all of those other congregations are taken care of, which he will do. Does anybody have any questions? Yes.
Question. Does that include, can that pertain to the districts that we're in?
Yes. Yes.
And
how would that work?
How would what work?
How would that work with the districts that we're in? So what we do for the, we're in the congregation that we're in, pertaining to the district that we're in, is that something that we can do for district one?
Right now, all I want you as guardians to take care of is your local congregation that you attend.
Okay.
And then I will make sure that my lead and I are the ones who are taking care of all the other congregations. And that includes the world, not just the United States. We'll take care of that. I don't want to overburden you guys and complicate things too much for you at this point, because down the road, Father said there's going to be a guardian for every single apostle, and then we will assign those responsibilities to those people at that time. But right now I want you to just focus on your congregation, because that's your baby, and you need to hold your baby and make sure your baby's okay. Okay?
And then one quick question. So the golden cage that we're going to put around the altar, is that something that's done on a weekly basis or once it's there?
Once you put it there, then all you need to do is every time you're in the congregation in the morning is eyeball it and see if it's still there, and it should be. Okay. They should not be able to touch that thing, because now we're locking down everything.
Okay, so now concerning that, should we in our districts do that for every congregation that's in our districts once?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to take care of your districts. I just need you to take care of your immediate congregation.
Okay, even with the golden cage and all that?
Yes, just you take care of your own congregation that you attend.
Got it.
Okay, and then as you, Dan, I would just one second, as you queue, because you carry a priestly ministry, you actually get scheduled around, then you take it upon yourself to make sure that that's still in place.
Yep.
And any congregation you get assigned to hold a service, okay?
Yep.
And if you don't see something that's there, then I need you to let me know, but then I need you to actually put it in play, okay?
All right.
Wonderful. Someone else had a question or a point?
Yes. I have had a minister that's come to our congregation for the last two Sundays, and I couldn't figure out exactly what was going on at first, but he has a portal in his space. And
really?
I just put a big fog shield around him to try to block it away from everybody, because I honestly didn't follow it down. I didn't try to look at anything. I didn't feel like I was in the right mindset to really go digging into stuff like that.
Okay.
At least right now. I've got a lot happening right now. So
right.
I just put the fog shield around it, and then as soon as he walks outside, it all goes away. And
okay.
I don't know, he's not somebody that I can approach by any means at all.
Okay.
So, or else I would, you know, if it was somebody that I thought I could approach on it and just ask, you know, a few questions, but he's the kind of person that the second I open my mouth around him, he gets weird. He gets real squirmy. So I didn't know, is that just keep doing that? Do you want me to put the cage around it?
I want you to put the cage around it, and then when that brother shows up, then you put that pog shield around him so he can't connect anything to the altar while he's standing there.
Okay.
And Lindsay, it's not a coincidence that you can't talk to him.
Yeah.
I got a quick question on that. For other guardians that are close by, is it worthwhile for us to go and try and help out in that type of a situation?
No, I'm pretty sure that you guys can take care of anything that happens in your congregations.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if any guardian feels that they can't, then yes, reach out to another guardian and work in tandem. Okay?
Okay, then I have a question for you.
All right.
Are lead angels supposed to do the bind and sweep and go to the homes and do a bind and sweep? I was actually kind of talked to Q about this a week or two ago, but we have a family in our congregation that just can't seem to get rid of whatever is on their property or in their home. And I have to talk to the daughter of the family every once in a while because she's really open and sees a lot. And
okay.
So every once in a while I get to discuss things with her, and it seems to get worse every time I hear from her. So what will happen is one of the evangelists will go and bless the property and everything's fine for a couple of months, maybe even three or four, but then it comes back and it tends to get even worse. And the feeling I got was the reason that's happening is because the officials don't believe in the power that they've been given fully. They know they have the power, they just don't believe in it. And the bind, I feel like I've gone there and done everything I can. I feel like I'm being ineffective, and I've got that feeling a lot.
Have you personally tried to remove the curse in Father's name for that family?
Yes. This makes the third time now I've tried to do it. She says that she feels like it's the land. And I don't know if that's the case or not. No, there's nothing there. That's the thing. I don't see anything when I go there. So that's when I just pray for any curses to be removed, because I don't see anything. But when they're around, I kind of get a feeling that something's not quite right.
Okay.
So that's one situation, but there's other situations too that I've come up against here, especially in the congregation on Sundays, that have just made me feel ineffective.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Who's talking right now?
This is Atmos.
Atmos. The question that I have for you, there are situations in which
It's actually in the scriptures where you remove a curse or a spirit, and three more come in. The question would be, it may not be the fact that the ministers do not believe, but it could be what is getting invited into that situation. And that may be an avenue to ask them, what are you inviting in?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because the mother did mention that she has the girl has a friend, she's in her teens, they mentioned she has a friend that tends to hold on to this type of stuff, and she thinks she's bringing it in. So
probably. That's a strong possibility.
Yep.
Because our ministers have been given a task, and that is to give a support to a spiritual life. They haven't been given a task to defeat the evil.
No, they've been given the power to cast out.
Yeah.
No.
And it seems like that's what's
happening. Not necessarily so. I disagree with that. The apostles' ministry has that.
The priest does not have the ability to bind and take out anything. That is not in the priestly ministry.
Then, where does it start and stop then?
It starts only and stops with the apostles' ministry. They are the only ones who can bind and cast out evil. A priest does not.
Then I guess I'm confused what you were defining as the apostles' ministry and what evangelists and priests are then.
Those are priestly ministries. Every single ministry from a priest up is a priestly ministry, but only apostles' ministry holds the power to bind and loosen and forgive sins. Yeah, that's
right.
It.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, it's starting to kind of come full circle, and I made her aware too that if they are having these issues, that they need to contact, because they need to contact either the apostle or somebody else that's on the team, because I feel like I've tried and tried and tried, and nothing's really happening.
Okay, and it's not that you're not failing. Yes.
Right.
Let me just say this. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Can you give us a this is a perfect example for you to expound how we can help a family?
Okay. The first thing that we have to figure out is where is this thing coming from? You've done all of the things that we would normally ask. So you ask the family, what are you watching? What movies are you bringing into your home? What books are you reading? What's the conversation you guys are having? And when you find out that they're not doing anything that has to do with scary movies or evil things, then the next question you're going to ask them is how long has this been happening? Has it been going on for months? Has it been going on for years? When did this thing start? And if they go, I can't remember how long it's been going on, it always seems to have been here since we moved in here, then that moves you to understand what's going on with the property. Is the property cursed? It's usually an Indian burial ground or something like that. Well, then we can do our moving portals, look for those, which you have and you haven't found that. We've removed curses from this family, so we know it's not that. And now we've done everything we can. And an apostle is going to come in now, and he's going to do the exact same thing that we did. The only difference is what he's going to do is bind it and throw it out, where you are able to go in there and completely annihilate it and destroy it so it doesn't exist anymore. If this situation continues to happen, you ask the right question at most by saying, who else is coming into this home? There's absolutely nothing we can do for this family if they're going to keep letting this person, who they know is involved with something that's evil, and they keep letting this person come into their home. They almost have to say to them, you can't let this person in your house.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You just can't, because there's absolutely nothing else we can do. If you can assure us that this person is not going to be coming into your home again, then I can help you one more time. And we can be effective. And then, after you find out that person's not coming in their home anymore, and we see that this activity still is going on, then you need to let me come and meet with this person, and I will figure it out. because right now I'm not getting any other impression except that it's this other person.
Yeah,
who's bringing it in every time. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And like I said, that makes a ton of sense.
We can only do certain things, right?
Right.
The ministers can only do a certain amount of things, right? And we can only do a certain amount of things. We can help. But it's just like someone is on a heroin addiction, right? What do we do? Hey, dude, don't take heroin anymore, right?
Pretty much, right.
Okay, but what is it? It's the spirit. The spirit that draws that soul to do things that they want to do. We cannot be, we're not the end-all, be-all. That's not something that we have to, we're guardians. We guard, we help. But if someone doesn't want help, if a family doesn't want help, if they still allow the situation to occur, there's nothing we can do. We can't blame anybody else. We have to do the work that we do as well as that person that is in need to do the work they have to do.
If I could just kind of add to that, you know, when we think about it, and it seems like every single situation that I've had to deal with, it all comes down to this. Why is this happening to the individual or individuals?
Right.
Because they need to learn something. And the bottom line is, we do have power and authority to do the things that we do. But we all know where that comes from. It comes from our Heavenly Father. So, in effect, He does everything and always will. Okay? And so now, if someone is having an issue, then it's probably specifically for them to learn something. And then our job becomes that of teaching them that, you know what? You can say, hey, you don't belong here. My Heavenly Father is here. The Lord Jesus is here. The Holy Spirit is here. Leave in the name of Jesus. You don't belong here. And there is no reason that that spirit or soul or demon can't leave unless they don't believe it. And then it becomes a teaching for us. So,
and it's also the free will of the person.
Absolutely. But then again, that comes to the teaching of us because we have to help them to be able to see it.
Well, and for me, the free will is a good point because everything that's been mentioned for me, free will has been standing out, even in Father's message to us. The fact that he's had to alter his plan now from June because the Apostle Orlovsky is struggling. He didn't see that happening, you know, and Tryland struggling as well. So it's maybe not that he didn't see it happening. I'm sure his thoughts are greater than ours, but everything for me today has been circling back to free will.
Yes.
Everybody's got it, and it sucks.
No, it doesn't. It's the greatest gift that our Heavenly Father has given to humanity.
It's supposed to be, but for some, it's not because they don't know how to deal with
it. It complicates everything. I will tell you that the situation that you're currently fighting through at most, here's the scenario I will give you, okay? Here's a person who's sick all the time, and they're eating rat poisoning, and they're asking Father to help him feel better as they take a spoonful of rat poisoning and they keep putting it in their mouth. If they know that they've got a problem with something that's evil and they keep letting it into their home, there's absolutely nothing Father can do to help them because you have to change what you're doing. So I would share that information with the mom, see what happens, and then we'll go from there. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful. Someone had a question. They said, does anybody want to discuss what their Sunday routine is? I am not sure what that bears on. Meaning the bind and sweep, meaning what you do with standing orders on a Sunday.
I'll step up and say that was my question. I mean,
okay.
I know everybody probably has a different way of going about just their process for getting prepared, starting on Saturday and working through into Sunday morning.
Okay.
I mean, I guess everybody has a different way of doing things, and I think if we can share maybe some of the things that we feel are unique to our preparation, maybe that can help others out. I don't know, because I tend to struggle with it sometimes to be honest with you. I mean, there's times where I just simply don't prepare until Sunday morning on my way to church because it just hasn't crossed my mind or whatever the case may be. I get lax on that sometimes, and that bothered me. So I thought maybe if I could hear from some others on what they do on a weekly basis to kind of prepare themselves, maybe it could help me.
Okay. Would anybody like to share?
When you say prepare, what do you mean? You mean prepare yourself to receive the word?
Everything. That and to prepare. I mean, it was the previous question too. You know, what do you do to kind of take care of the congregations on Sunday? So I guess those kind of were hand in hand. Preparing yourself, not just to hear the word, but to take care of the congregations. Because I mean, I sit in church services sometimes, and I can't pay attention because there's so much going on. I feel like I have to take care of so much.
Let me address that issue. Let me address that issue towards everybody at this point, because I got the feeling that everybody's kind of struggling now and then with while they're sitting in the service. Here's what you need to do. You make sure you're grounded before you get to church. You make sure you're in the center of your mind. You make sure your space is protected, which is the dailies. And then when you get to church and now you find yourself, you're having a difficult time focusing on what's being said, you create a gold sun above your head. And you focus your attention on that gold sun, and you think, and you put the word that's being said in that gold sun, and now that you've got this waterfall that's constantly pouring on top of you, you pretty much ask HS if he would direct the energy of the word that's being said into the waterfall now, and now that will pour down over you, and you will be able to concentrate.
Cool.
Okay?
Yeah, it's... It's easy to get distracted at times.
Sure.
From whatever is going on, but that's one of the things that I've been struggling with too. So appreciate it.
You're not alone.
For myself, this is Blazar, by the way. I would wake up on a Sunday morning, and pray. Pray that the servants serve out of the fullness of their ministry. Pray that the congregation receives the word that can make an impact upon them. But as I was doing my dailies, I would tell my lead angels to immobilize the legions that I have in my command, to do the bind and sweep, but also to immobilize the legions to have the congregation be surrounded with protection. That's what I did.
Okay.
I know for myself, this is Lightstar, one of the things that I used lead angels to do things, and then it just got to where there was always something going on. There was always something left behind. And so I'm trying to take care of it. And so my husband and I pray the night before for service. And every time he prays, he already prays that things, you know, that evil will already be removed from the souls that are going to enter into the church. And we both pray for the same thing, and then I pray for it in the morning. When I get to the church, every person who comes in, I start grounding, and I'm doing it more personally. There are some people that you just, for me anyway, that you just can't ground. They don't want it. Their bodies don't react well to it because they're not used to it. And so when that happens, I just put them in like their own kind of ball, and I ground it outside. So all of their own energy is still there, but it's going outside, so it's not going to interfere with other people in the congregation. But when that kind of stuff is taken care of and you actually walk through clairvoyantly and make sure that everything, you know, the little nooks and crannies and you know, I guess putting on the radar to see if you feel anything, then removing that, it'll make it so that when you sit down for service, you can pay attention to the service because there aren't little things going on around you. And that's probably some of the reason is you're not able to engage because there are things that are still making their way around. And the reason I had stopped using the lead to go through all of it, you know, and to help with making sure that things weren't in there, is because we started going through the process of having where we couldn't trust, and we were venting our teams and having to get rid of angels and having to swap things out. And so I just, instead of going through that and missing something and having somebody miss out, I just started making sure that it was done. Now, granted, my congregation is much smaller than yours, but for me, that's the way it's worked.
Well, yeah, and I, that's another thing that I've struggled with. I mean, I've got standing orders in place to, I mean, there's a team at that church 24/7, and the standing orders are to assign a healing and counseling angel to everyone that walks on the property, and then basically it's up to them whether they accept or reject those angels. And I've tried to assign them. I want the teams to assign angels to everybody that walks in there and just help protect their space, hold their space, and bind and sweep every individual, because I knew it was going to be difficult for me to do it on my own. But, I mean, it still seems like there's so many distractions that are involved. There's times where, like I've said before in the meeting, that my wife looks at me and is like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "I'm working." and that takes away from me experiencing the word.
Right.
And hey, wait, you know, may I add to that, is that I found that I had the same issue. So I've had to change things. I do preparation, and it's more recent than something I've always done. But I found that I was having the same distractions, and then I wouldn't get as much from the service. So what I've done recently, and it seems to be working, is I spend the entire week before that preparing myself, so that on Sunday morning, I'm fully prepared, and it's all about preparing the congregation then. Because trying to prepare myself and prepare the congregation all in that time, and I'm a Sunday school teacher, so I'm preparing Saturday night, Friday night, Saturday night for Sunday school, and then Sunday morning is a lot of, I have the beginner class. You can imagine my team is working really hard on just, you know, keeping my little beginners who are, you know, some are not being rested enough, some don't have breakfast. So one of the things that I've just done recently is it really starts tonight. So anything from the service that I heard, you know, that I heard, I meditate on that word. And so tonight is during my meditation, meditating on that word and continuing to meditate on that into the midweek experience. And then I'm given new strength. And then Thursday and Friday, preparing myself. And for me, it's become this interesting thing when I'm meditating that I see this garden in my space. And it's my garden of preparation. My team and I work it, and we make sure the soil is ready for the seeds that we're going to receive. We pluck out anything that looks weedy or dead, so that Sunday morning, from the time that I wake up, is dedicated to getting the congregation ready. Because you're right, getting yourself prepared and getting the congregation prepared, and soon you'll see getting your own children or child prepared for service in the morning becomes a gets a little cray cray. So
right.
Making sure that I'm not over scheduling myself for Sunday morning, because then I'm the one that suffers. And as much as Father has asked us to be the guardian for our congregation, he's not asking us to sacrifice what we get from the service.
Correct.
I want to add in something. What I normally do is I find out that if I don't do a deep meditation or at least heal myself on Saturday, then I can't really pay attention as well as unless I actually do it. So maybe you want to try that as well and include what Brilliant said as well. And that sounds like it's a power play right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I have a question.
Yes.
I guess the question would be is this. We are guardians, right? And
mm-hmm.
Our job is to protect the bride of Christ. The apostles' ministry is to prepare the bride of Christ. Just because we are guardians, it doesn't mean that everything is going to fall into place. All of us have to do our part.
right? The members have to do their part. It doesn't mean, is it because we are guardians that the congregation is going to be hunky-dory and everything is going to be fine and that, you know, situations in the congregation are going to be just well and dandy?
Is that a rhetorical question or a question?
No, it's a question.
I certainly don't expect that. That's for sure. I know there's obviously nothing's ever going to be perfect, but I also know that there's soon to be 12 of us on that team, and we all do stuff differently. And thanks to Lightstar and Brilliance and Aerostar for bringing those things up, because those little things, I mean, I learned
Absolutely.
Three or four new things that I'm going to take and kind of put in the toolbox and try now. So I appreciate that. It's
wonderful.
No,
hopefully something that can kind of get us to one step closer to, you know, at least having a couple of Sundays in a row maybe that are better, or things maybe are a little easier.
Well, and plus if you...
Trying to say is as a minister, ex-minister, right, when I would prepare for a service, I would actually prepare a week before. There's been instances where I've prepared very well, and I served, and you look at the congregation and you're going, it's not happening. And what I'm trying to get at is that we are under the free will of people. And regardless of how much we do, regardless of how much a minister prepares for a service, if the congregation is not willing to receive the Word of God, or receive the blessing of our Heavenly Father, it's not going to make a bit of difference. Just like when we talked about preparing a field to receive, you know, you can plant the field all you want, but if it's not on fertile soil, it's not going to receive. And something that we have to understand is, yes, we have been given these gifts, and we have been given these opportunities to help out in a situation, but if someone is not willing to accept it, we can't kill ourselves over that situation.
All you can do is your best. I appreciate everybody sharing what they do on a Sunday. We need to move the meeting along, okay, because we're already over. So, okay, so here's the next question. Someone said, can we discuss our subconscious and how we should visit it and clean house periodically, as well as protecting it from being invaded while we sleep? I will be honest, this is not an issue that I have. Is anybody else on the team having this issue?
No.
I can say I'm not having the issue, but for somebody who is not on the team, I was with someone and they had something in their subconscious and they didn't even know that they were confused, like, wait, how do we even take care of that? And I think that now, like I said, personally, it's not something that I'm having a problem with right now, but it is something that I think that needs to be addressed with some of the people that have already had the meditation classes. That way they can they understand, because if they've already taken the advanced class and they don't know how to take care of that, then they're not protected either, because it's open for that. We know what we're supposed to do, but people outside of that don't.
Good point. Okay, so if you're going to be holding a meditation class, when you guys get to the point where you've got them in the center of their mind, you're teaching them at that point, then you need to introduce this idea to them as well and teach them how to protect their subconscious with the plate behind their back of their head and all that information, okay? We're going to have to add that to how we teach. I'm going to add it too. Okay? Any other questions or points on this?
What about during the healing?
You can do that too?
Yes.
Yeah, if you see that that's an issue, and this is someone who probably just hasn't been aware of it, or if you come, okay, let me just rewind a bit. If you're coming across people who are having difficulty sleeping and staying asleep, this is probably the reason why. So you need to teach them. If they've taken our classes, you teach them how to do it. If they're just someone getting a healing from you, then you do it. Okay? Any other questions on that? Okay. Another question was, we now have two types of angels at our command, Light Brigade and Warrior Brigade. Discuss how this came about, i.e. how we lost the original angels and how they differ. I will go over this very quickly. A year and 2 months ago, we are aware of the fact that Satan infiltrated all of our teams. The order was given that we had to destroy all of our teams. It devastated all of us. When it got to the point that I had to kill my team that I had been working with well over 10 years, then I decided that from this point forward, we're just not going to have to deal with this garbage. I gave the order to the Archangel Michael to go and destroy every angel that was ever created on the initial, when Father did his first creation of the angels. The only ones that remain from the initial creation are the archangels, because Father created them separately from everybody else. The Light Brigade was then created separately from the initial angels as well, and they should not be corrupted, although recently some of you have been having issues with them and you've been having to kill them. So you're just going to have to stay on top of that. I do not want to wipe out the entire Light Brigade angels. We're just going to pick and choose, make sure we're on top of that. Because I annihilated the original angels that Father created, these are the ones who had the bronze breastplates and the silver breastplates. He created the Warrior Brigade. The Warrior Brigade is 10 feet tall, these angels are. They do not have multicolored different breastplates. They look like leather breastplates. They have swords and shields. You have two brigades, or I should say, actually I think I gave you guys all three, didn't I? You've got two Light Brigade and one Warrior Brigade. So you've got 18,000 angels at your command. On different occasions when Blazar has been going into hell to pay Satan a visit to say hi, he's asked for additional legions, which I am more than happy to grant if you feel you need that. We should be pretty much at a point now. Every one of you has emailed me your information about who's on your team. You need to still vet them periodically, if not once a week, every other week, just to make sure that they're okay. You should also still be rotating your lead angel until you've gone through all of them and they've all had a month being your lead to get familiar with who they are. Does anybody have any questions at this point?
Quick question. Mm-hmm. If we feel that our healing angel, and I don't even know how to explain this, isn't strong enough for what we need them to do, I don't want to destroy something, because there's no evil there.
Then what you can do is you can tell Father you would like to exchange them for something better.
Perfect. Thank you.
And you just turn them in, and he'll keep the deposit money, of course.
Does Father want a receipt?
Yes.
Good luck in the lines of the exchange.
I have a comment on that.
Go ahead.
Just look deeper. I always felt that my healing angel wasn't doing enough. Obviously, with my physical condition, I'm asking a lot, right? But when I look deeper, she was playing for the other side. So that deeper. I ended up destroying her.
I looked really deep. I spent time with her.
Okay.
And I have a very strong energy about me. And I've tried to work with this you know, the energy that she has. And that's why I feel so bad. I don't want to judge who okay. I've been assigned, but our and maybe she's just super hiding the other side. So I'm gonna change her in because I have looked to see because other people.
That's fine.
Other people.
I just
other,
didn't.
Yeah.
Well, I went back and forth for 6 months, and I couldn't get a read, and I finally made her do like we did last year, get in front of me and tell me who she was allegiant to. And at first, on the surface, there was an apparent allegiance. And when I held her to the answer, well, let's just say it didn't end well for her. So,
thanks for
bringing
that up,
right? So,
thank you for bringing that up because.
Sure.
It's something that we're given these gifts, right? And it's something that we should discern more, you know, and we have to work towards more of. Just because it's given to us doesn't mean that everything is going to be perfect. You know what I mean?
Oh, I agree. And that and what's funny too is every time I question her allegiance, I would feel bad.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
Wait a minute. Why am I feeling bad?
Right.
It's like, no, I have the power and authority. You know what I mean? And that was the spirits playing with me. Like, well, who are you? I mean, she's an angel. She's,
right. Yeah. I mean, you're talking to them. And you're going,
no.
Are you keeping up? You're not keeping up. Why aren't you keeping up? What's going on? You know.
Right.
I get
so
it.
Again, like Tryland said, vetting again is needed, and it was a surprise. I mean, I was blown away.
Would you all like to know why this continually happens?
But...
Sure.
This continually happens across all of us because Father doesn't ever want any of us to be complacent.
Awesome.
Even in his message today, he said, you need to be aware of your surroundings and always be on your guard. This is why. This is why he's doing
great.
That, folks. Okay?
Yeah. He's great.
And they are your responsibility, so you've got to be ever watchful and vigil. He used that word, too. It doesn't just mean about what's outside of us. It's what's around us. Okay? So if you have any second guesses about those that are serving with you and they're not meeting up to the standard, then you get rid of them. Or you exchange them for a full refund like Brilliance is going to do. Okay?
Money back guarantee.
I don't like the line. I'll just kill him.
No ups, no extras.
Exactly. Okay, that's right. All right, now in the same... Right. In the same vein, someone asked this question. Each of us has a healing team or just a healing surgeon and a healing angel. How can we best utilize them to heal ourselves? Sometimes I feel like I can help others better than I can help myself. Is it supposed to be this way? Are there simply some things that we have to deal with and live through? Or are we supposed to learn how to heal ourselves better? Or are we potentially doing something wrong? The first thing I will tell you is that your healing surgeon is mostly going to be used for the other person that you give a healing to. Your healing angel can be used for the other person as well. And yes, there are times where you and I are going to have to carry what Apostle Paul called our thorn in our side. There are some things that Father expects you and I to just have to deal with. So I would encourage you first that you do your daily maintenance and you do your own deep meditation on your own. And then on occasion you plug your healing surgeon in. You have them go through your space with you and you have them try to help you. If that is not being as effective as you would like it to be, you're going to vet your healing surgeon first, make sure they're okay, and then you can ask your healing angel to step in and spend time with you and focus in on whatever it is you're trying to get them to do. If you are after that point done doing that, then you need to have a conversation with Father and ask him, is this what I'm just going to have to deal with? And he'll let you know. Because what's going to happen down the road is people are going to look at us and they're going to go, oh, those people are completely perfect in every way. They're getting perks that no one else can. How can that be right? Well, that's never going to happen.
Yeah,
ever.
Right.
Okay? It's never going to happen. So Father is going to allow you and I to have aches and pains, to have illnesses, because if we don't appear to even be human at some point, they're not going to listen to us. But it isn't that you've done anything wrong. It's just that this is now something that you personally have to deal with and discuss with Father. Now, in that same vein, I'm going to talk about Trisus. All of you, or he was told a year and a half ago by Father, that once all of the healers give him a healing, he will be restored. I believed at the time with the 13 that we had in play that that's what had to happen, and all 13 of you who were active at that time prior to me becoming Triland all gave him a healing. And 2 weeks ago I had a conversation with Father, and I looked at him and I said, I assumed, and I made the mistake of thinking that those that we had with us before were the core. They're not. I said, so what you're saying is the core will be completed shortly after we add the next two. And he said, yes. So what has to happen then is once I've completed the training with Aerostar and Luminance, then we somehow have to get Trisus in their presence so they can give him a healing. And then the next two that are added, and I will also share this with you because we're talking about this. I reached out to Lauren Weichel. Her divorce has been finalized now. She's moving this coming Thursday, so I'm going to ask all of you to pray for her. I extended her an invitation to come back to the team, but I told her, don't give me an answer yet. I want you to think about it. I'm going to be in Kalamazoo the first weekend of March for the service for the departed, and I told her if she would like to talk at that time, we can. She emailed me yesterday and said, yes, I would like to talk with you right now. My life is incredibly complicated. She didn't say no, so I would ask you now to keep this completely between us. Nobody outside of your family needs to know this, that she may come back, and we'll find out. But I need all of you to pray for her. She is very broken, very weak, very tired. And so I'll talk with her when I see her that weekend, and then we'll figure things out from that point. Does anybody have any? Yes.
I've never given Trisus healing.
You haven't?
Never.
All right. I need you to give him one over the phone then.
I can fly up there and give him one if you want.
Are you, do you have some expendable cash I'm not aware of?
I got flight privileges.
Do you?
Yeah,
well, if you want to come up for a weekend, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Just say when and I'll do it.
He ain't sleeping with me.
Yes, he is. You two need a spoon for you to be healed.
Part of the healing. Part of the healing.
Overnight healing. Interesting.
That ain't happening.
Wait a minute.
I believe
the
magic.
Didn't one of the prophets do that? I don't remember that.
Yes, he put his hand under his thigh. So if you two are spooning and someone says those are not pillows, that's what's going to heal you.
Well, that's nasty.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, you two figure that out then. All right,
yeah,
let's move this along.
Talk this week.
Okay, cool. All right, I wanted to share this information with you. When Father created Adam, he breathed into him a living soul. And every single human being that's been created after that point, Father breathes into all of us a living soul. And what that means is Father takes a small piece of himself and he puts it inside of every human being. And that soul is a small piece of him. So when you and I look out at this world, and we look at some other person, and we judge them, or we persecute them, or we ridicule them, we are doing that to Father. I need you to see each soul as if they are just as they are, a small piece of Father. And what Father demands of everything that he gives out, he expects that when we return to him, that we are better than when he started with our creation of us. It is just like the talents, you know, the 1, the 5, the 10. That is how Father expects you and I. So if you can, for a brief moment, before you judge, persecute, or ridicule another soul, remember, that's Father standing there in front of you. In an imperfect person, that's him. Anybody have any questions, comments?
That makes more sense than anything I've ever heard before. I mean, I never looked at it that way. So, yeah, that's pretty powerful.
Yes.
Amen.
All right. Wonderful. Someone asked the question, what is Satan's army of souls? what is the status of the situation? Nuke had an experience recently, so I asked him if he would share that experience with all of you. So, Nuke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this has happened a few times so far. For lack of better words, a run-in with Satan and his army of souls. Until recently, it has been very close by. Like a few months ago, they actually approached the congregation that I am a member of, the Charlotte, North Carolina congregation. At that time, I asked Father what to do, and he said he would send King David and his army to help me out. And we battled the army of souls and basically wiped all of them out. And this has happened a couple of times since then. The most recent one being just 2 weeks ago, I went to meditate and prepare for the service coming up. And as I went into my house, Jophiel was there waiting for me. And he said, you are needed for a battle. I need you to come with me. So I said, okay, I don't see the army of souls anywhere around here. He said, no, it isn't Israel. So we actually went to Israel. I saw that Satan was using his army of souls to influence those in power. And, King David met us there. We battled again, and this battle wasn't as bad as others had been. So after the battle was done, I returned to my house and spoke with King David, and he mentioned that this has been going on for a while, and this is just one of many to come.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Just be on your guard. If these guys come at you, then you immediately take a step back, contact King David, and he will step in. I don't want you killing any soul, okay? I don't want that on our consciences. I don't want that to haunt us at any time. We will let King David and his take care of that. That's Father's way of keeping us out of it. Okay?
I have no idea what this is.
I'll explain it to you. You should be listening to the recordings.
I did. I listened to all of them.
They should be there. Go back and review.
Okay.
Okay?
It's a lot of information. Don't worry.
It's a ton. Yes, it's a ton, and I don't have time to go over it.
Oh, young Padawan. I'll share with you.
If anybody needs help with that, I will be, just call me. I'll be more than happy to help out. Okay?
Blazar's always ready for a fight.
True that.
And remember, keep your sword pointed away from you. Keep your sword pointed away from you.
And never run with your sword in front of you. All right. I was with Q. Yeah, right. I was with Q this past weekend, and I asked him if he would share an experience that he shared with the team back in January. There's a little bit more to the story, and then he has two other things he'd like to share. So, Q.
Okay, thank you. So you remember that I shared with you that I met three young people, two girls, twins, and one of the girls' boyfriend, Jake, and his girlfriend is Miranda, and her sister is Jess. I had befriended them at the gym. We talked about meditation, talked about having them together for a class. They were really excited about it. And so we worked out together, and over a period of 3 or 4 months, we just became friends. And one day we talked, and it was just a brief interaction. I was walking back to my office, and after I left, Jake couldn't focus, and he said, I can't work out anymore. So they ended their workout and went, took showers, and Jake prayed while he was in the locker room, and he heard Father say, go talk to Dad. Go talk to Dad. And so he didn't really understand what that was, and he believed it and got dressed, came out, came to my office, and he was shaking. He was physically shaking. He's a big kid. He's about, I don't know, 6'2", and he's buff. I mean, he's huge with muscles, and he's shaking. And he said, I just prayed, and God told me to come and talk to you, and I had no idea why. And he was scared. And I said, well, I'm sure their Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit are involved. And he said, oh, I knew it was good. And then he came and sat down. Miranda eventually came. The three of us sat and talked for a long time. Now, since then, we've just been in contact and all. Cindy and I went to North Carolina, and by the way, congratulate Nucleos. He was sealed a few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, and it's awesome. So we went to North Carolina for that event.
Welcome, brother.
Thank you.
You're buying the beer.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you got to buy the beer.
Oh, I still got plenty in my fridge from when the family came down.
That's awesome. So Cindy and I asked these twins to come to our home and take care of our dog. And I told them that everything should be fine. The house is protected. You shouldn't have any issues. Everything should be fine. And they said, well, it's always so peaceful here. It's great. Well, we stayed at the Apostle Hecht's house the night before, that Saturday night before the service. And Miranda texted me and said, can you call me? And so I called her. She said, I know you said that there shouldn't be any problems, but we just don't feel right. Something's going on. A light keeps being turned on in the closet. We don't know why, and it doesn't feel good. Well, then I looked, and there were demons and spirits, and I got rid of them. And I said, okay, so now I told you nothing would happen. And if something happened, it's for a reason. And so then it was a teaching moment, basically, like we talked about earlier, and I simply said, we have power because our Heavenly Father does everything, and all we have to do is say, Father, please help me, and then say, I command you to leave in the name of Jesus. Believe it, and they have to leave. And I said, so that can happen. And that's why this took place, so that you would understand that. Okay. So then I said, okay, from here forward, now that you understand that, you know that you can protect yourself and your space, and when we meditate, you'll learn more. But I said, now it should be fine, and you'll have great dreams, and it'll be nice. So the next day, she contacted us, the next day. And she said they had great dreams. It was wonderful, and it really felt nice and comfortable and peaceful. And she said, we all had some experiences which were interesting. Jake came over for the Super Bowl, and the two twins were there, and they had a friend, Ashley, who joined them. Before Ashley got there, before the Super Bowl, the girls and Jake heard singing upstairs and heard someone walking around. So Jake ran upstairs and couldn't find anyone. But they all heard it, and they talked about it. And they said, we didn't get a feeling that it was bad. It was just that we heard it, and we felt that it was good, and it was beautiful. And so later on, when Triland was here, we talked about it. Triland said, so who could that be? Is there someone close to you? Well, we basically figured out that it is Cindy's sister that was miscarried. And her name is Maria Jean. And, you know, she's George and Shirley's daughter. And with George as a dad, I'm sure she has an absolutely beautiful voice. And so we concluded that that's what it was, and Triland confirmed it. So that was nice. Then, during the Super Bowl, they heard a discussion in my office, a business discussion. And then they didn't really know what it was, but they didn't feel that it was bad, but they just all heard it. But none of the four mentioned it to each other until the next day. And so it was interesting that they said, did you hear that? Yeah, I heard that. Well, what did it sound like? It sounded like a male's voice in a business discussion. Well, when they talked to me about that, I got the feeling and the impression that it was me in the future. So now let me back up and explain that these girls and Jake, evidently, because we noticed that as well, are gifted.
they've seen souls and felt spirits and presence and seen demons and angels and all that stuff, and they've always hid it from people because everybody thought they were weird. They always thought they were weird because they had these experiences. And then when we start talking about it, it's like, whoa, you have these things? Well, they read Trilan's book, and they came over this weekend, and it was absolutely amazing. Interestingly, Satan got involved. They were supposed to be at our house at noon, and they didn't get here until about 7:30. So that's a big span of time. And we waited for them all day, and we kept thinking, oh, God, are they going to come? They finally came, and it was absolutely amazing. They had great questions. They were wide open. Their friend Ashley, let me back up and say, Jake, Randy, and Jess have a relationship with me. They've had it for 4 months or so. We've talked about meditation. We talked about the things I do. I told them who I was or who I am. It's Jim, and they believe it. Their friend Ashley hasn't had all of those experiences, and so she was less open, but she was very open and has a very strong faith. It was an absolutely amazing evening. Triland explained to them the New Apostolic Church and who we are, what we do, and he so beautifully explained how our faith, everything about our faith, basically. And Triland, if you could share the way that you said, now I have to tell you I can't remember the words that you said.
They Jake started by saying, well, what's the apocalypse about, and when do the faithful get taken? And I said, okay, now I need to tell you all of this before I can tell you all of that. And basically,
ugly truth or something like that?
Yes, I said, here's the ugly truth and the biggest lie that's being told to mankind. And we went through the whole believe in Jesus Christ, you're saved thing, and I said, that's not how it is. And I basically laid out for them and told them point blank, not one of your sins has ever been forgiven. You are not a child of God. The only way that you can become a part and have an opportunity to be the bride of Christ is to be sealed by the hand of an apostle. And I went through the entire history. I quoted all the biblical texts. I gave them all precedence. And I, at one point, I did it in a way that was very non-threatening, very loving and kind. And at the end of the entire discussion that we had, and we were up till 1:15 in the morning, the girl stood up, or during the time when I was explaining things, and said, the only way that you have the opportunity is to be New Apostolic. They threw their hands up and went, I want to be New Apostolic.
Absolutely.
And I said, it isn't that easy. I said, you need to come to the services. There's formats and things like that. Well, all four of them came to service this morning. Back at you.
Absolutely amazing. Yep.
Two.
And so we are going to have meditation in 2 weeks. I'm going to hold the first class, and then Triland will be with us again, and I'll hold the second class, and then we'll go from there. But anyway, it's absolutely amazing and beautiful. The one part about that story that I really want to emphasize to all of us is that we all need to be able to, as eloquently as Triland did, explain our faith. And the midweek experience, that's what that's all about. I'm not telling you that you have to do it or if you haven't done it. I'm not saying that. The bottom line is we need to be able to tell them everything that about our faith and with conviction and authority, because that's what he did, and it was beautiful.
That's so wonderful, Dan, and especially you bringing up the midweek experience. I've been doing that with brothers and sisters in Montana. And
fantastic. And they do well up there.
We've been getting together on the phone, and it is really an experience. And I recommend for everybody on the team to participate in it. You know,
absolutely.
If you want to help, I mean, if you guys don't feel comfortable in your congregation, let me know, and we can talk and hook you up with Montana people and go from there. Because it's a profession of faith. And that is the most important thing that we have to do as guardians. We are the guardians of the New Apostolic Church, right? And so
that's right.
We have to know what we're talking about. And we have to tell the truth, regardless of if it's politically correct or not.
Right.
You know, and move on from there.
And, you know, and what's really beautiful is that, you know, I obviously can't take any credit for this because I happened to be where Father wanted me to be, and I came across these people, and they aren't the only people that I met at the gym this way, and that's, it's beautiful. The next thing that I wanted to talk about is an idea that came while Triland was here. You know, we've often heard about and utilized a tool of writing and burning letters. Cindy and I burn letters all the time when we need to, when we've had to in the past and different things. And I thought, you know, the Apostle Orlovsky cannot get his head around Triland. He's got to. We're kind of being stalled because a man's will is in the way and he doesn't know how to get past it. I talked this over with Triland, and so what I want to recommend is that we all do this. Each of us write a letter to the chief apostle and the district apostle and Apostle Orlovsky, date it, sign it, and burn it, and just explain to them who you are and who Triland is. And we've been taught that it has 10 times the effect in eternity, you know, in the spiritual realm, than it does if they would read it. So I ask you to do that. I think it would, hopefully it will get things moving. Then the last thing that Trilin asked me to share is his healing. We had a healing this morning before we went to service, and I had that privilege, and I wanted to share with you how that went. So when we first got in, we got into his root chakra. It was absolutely amazing. Got into it, and I saw Triland standing in front of an army that didn't end. And he was taller than every one of them, and he stood in front of them, and for as far as the eye could see, I couldn't see the end. And he stood there and just stood in authority. There's no doubt he knows who he is. We know that anyway, but that was a really beautiful picture. We got into his second chakra, and I made the comment, he made the comment, well, I'm not very creative, you know, and he kids around all the time. I was taking it seriously, and I said, you got to be kidding me. You should see this. And he says, I was kidding. I was being facetious. You know, I'm thinking, okay, fine. You know, just straighten up once in a while, would you please? So he, what came out is that he's extremely creative. And then Father said he has to be for what's coming because he's got to be able to deal with and help us to deal with all of the things that we're going to have to deal with. We got into his third chakra, and it was interesting because his emotions in that chakra are connected directly to his heart. But what's interesting is that it's such a strong binding that he is in complete control of his emotions. Even though at times with Father he might not be, he is completely in life. So that was really cool. Got into his heart chakra. And what I found interesting with this, typically when I've given healings, I go into a room. The individual's heart chakra is a room, and I see their heart, and then I might see a desk, and a lot of times their spirit is there. With this, if it was a room, I couldn't see the end. It was absolutely huge. I couldn't see the top. I couldn't see anything, and his heart was just huge. And so it was like, the impression I got was that his love is unending. And now he made a comment. He said, I'm trying hard to love mankind more. And as soon as he said that, his heart got bigger. And it was awesome. And so then Father said it will continue to grow. Then when I got into his fifth chakra, and this chakra was wide open. And I tell you, I wish I could have taped when he was speaking to the kids. I'm going to call them the kids because they're my kids' ages. It was amazing. And I just sat there and listened. And what was interesting to me is that these young people had such high energy, you would not believe. They all talked at the same time. And they all wanted airtime. And it was amazing. And it was interesting. It was fine because we were grounded. We were able to deal with it. But I concentrated on Triland, and the way that he presented it was absolutely flawless. And so this chakra, we know he's a good speaker. You know, he tells stories well, but it's only going to get better. Okay, so now that also is connected to his heart. So when he speaks in love. And he's not afraid, absolutely. Okay, so then we got into, I wrote down a few notes here. Okay, this was the really cool part. When I was in that chakra, when I saw him, I saw that he just was standing with authority. But then all of a sudden, he started growing, and he got so big that he was bigger than the world. Okay? And what came to me then was, I heard someone said, you know, it's hard to comprehend how our Heavenly Father is omnipresent, but a way to imagine that is that we are in a fishbowl, and he's holding it. And so that is a nice illustration for us to understand how big he is and how he can see everything because it's a fishbowl. Well, that's the impression I got with Triland, in that when it comes to the whole world, he is going to be able to communicate with the entire world. And we know that anyway, so that's really cool.
Good thing he's not using CNN.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be changed by then. Okay, so then I got into the center of his mind, and I got in there, and I had forgotten that he has a wing in the palace. So I start looking around, I go, oh, yeah, there it is, okay. And it was interesting. And this is the part where he had to say, oh, crap, you know, I'm getting thrown under the bus. Because you heard him say early on, we need to meditate. And he already confessed that in the past couple weeks he hasn't. Well, it was a little bit untight. And he said, yep, I have to do it too. Okay. Okay, so then when I got to his crown chakra, it wasn't even like a chakra. It wasn't an opening with a wheel or anything. It was just a huge expanse of opening right to the throne. And then when I ran energy for a while, then I ended up standing in the throne room, and it was absolutely amazing and beautiful, and I saw Father and Jesus and Triland and Holy Spirit, and I began to bow down, and Father said, you don't have to, just stand up and just look at us. And I just looked at every one of them individually and saw them absolutely clearly, and it was so beautiful. It was just, I mean, I see them right now, and it is so absolutely beautiful. So then, at that point in time, then we talked about his energy, and we wanted to make sure that he was going to talk to us about the waterfall of energy that we all now can have. And it's awesome. And I saw that. And when I started drawing his energy back, it's interesting that even though that waterfall was coming down and it was there when I first looked at it, I could still see all the different areas that his energy was coming back from. And I didn't share that with you, Triland.
Okay.
Okay, and that is all that I have.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I want to tell all of you how much I appreciate everybody's participation this evening. And even those of you who didn't think that you had anything to add, that's okay too. I want these meetings to become more interactive, and I will honestly say that the last two meetings we have been. And I'm thankful that we can trust each other, and when you're having an issue, you can just bring it up, and tonight was fantastic. I apologize that it's as long as it is, and we changed the date because of the Super Bowl. I changed the time because I was driving back from Wyoming. The next meeting we're going to have was scheduled to be March 4th. I'm pushing it out to the 11th because that's only 2 weeks away. So March 11th will be 3 weeks away. It'll be on that Friday at 6 p.m. We'll try and keep it to an hour. I'll make sure that the topics that we list and the things that we need to discuss will fit in within an hour. So I appreciate everybody's patience and everybody taking the time to be here tonight. Does anybody have anything else they'd like to add? And if not, then we're going to pray. And then I've also asked Q if he would be interested in praying with me when I'm finished. So does anybody have anything else they'd like to add?
I would.
Okay, one at a time.
Tranquility, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, I just have a question because having leading up to the service for the departed, I'm still not exactly sure how we should be praying for our brothers and sisters that are already in the departed realm.
Okay. When Father gives us the prompting to think of a situation or a condition, then what we say to Father is, and usually it might be something that you can relate to. I lost my two girls because of a miscarriage. I pray for the miscarried, and I say to Father, I pray for this little soul who's never going to see the light of day, who's never going to have sun on their face. I want that they're able to forgive the idea that they were never going to have a body. If we think of a realm, for instance, the one that my father works in, which is the realm of the millennia, I say to him, I need you to extend your hand of grace to them, that they're able to accept what my dad is trying to teach them and the others that work in that realm. We have the realms of the suicide. All of us might have come across someone in our life who is going to make that step. We want that Father can open their understanding, that they're able to forgive themselves for what they did. What we're trying to do through... Okay, then what?
Sorry, that part I understand, but I'm thinking specifically of our brothers and sisters. How can we help them?
All those that are working there?
Yes.
No. I'll answer that. Go ahead.
Yeah. What should we be praying for them in order that we can help them? I remember listening to a service. It actually was in the States years ago. There was, I guess, a district elder or someone. His wife came to him or vice versa, and they said, what's it like there? And the person said, it's difficult. And this person was Nash. So I'm thinking, okay, how should we be praying so that we can help our brothers and sisters who are working in those realms? What should we be praying for specifically to help them?
Okay. We're going to ask Father that he gives them strength and wisdom and the ability to communicate with the souls that he assigns to them. I place offerings, special offerings for them, where I say to Father, this is for those who work there. I place a special offering sometimes just for my family and my ancestors that work there. I ask sometimes Jesus that when they celebrate the Holy Communion with them every Sunday, that he puts a little extra strength in the communion for all of our brothers and sisters and souls that are there. That's what we can do for them.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, okay, and one more question then, and that is about this brother who committed suicide. His funeral is next Sunday. So someone like that who is Nat and he took his life, what should I be praying for him specifically?
You should be praying that he is able to forgive himself and admit to Father that he did wrong, and then have the courage to ask Father to forgive him.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Yes.
Okay.
I just would ask if you and Trisus would hang on the call. I have to discuss something with you guys.
Sure can. Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah.
You said March 11th?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. In Kalamazoo, I'm not sure if many or any of you, I'm sure at most, has seen news articles, heard about it on the news. There was a mass shooting in Kalamazoo just yesterday. There were 6 confirmed dead and 1 that was in the hospital this morning. I haven't heard anything about this person's condition. I mean, if you guys could just keep all of those souls in your prayers, and also pray for the gentleman who committed this act of violence. I mean, I think it's very clear that he was influenced by something.
I can confirm 2 things for you, Newt. Some of the ones that passed, because it was so close to the church building, not that had anything to do with it, but there were 4 of them there today at service. I got the feeling that they were there. And then the other feeling that I got, too, is that today, the guy that actually did this, today he is wide-eyed and aware of what he did, whereas last night he had no clue what was going on.
Okay.
That's the feeling I got.
Wow.
We certainly will.
It was random.
Yeah, and it's...
I just read a couple articles. It's random. Because he was picking up people in between shooting all these people.
He was an Uber driver.
Yeah, he was completely sober and no drugs, no alcohol. And it was completely random. And the state police called it a worst-case scenario because they didn't know where he was or going to hit next or anything. So you're praying for him as well because
we're going to see more of this.
I have the same feeling. And he had no clue what he was doing until today, and he's been told about it. That's the feeling that I got.
It's especially terrifying, too, because the complex that it started at, the apartment complex, was the complex that Lauren and I just moved from.
Oh, no.
So it was not a block down the road from our building.
If you guys could pray for, there was an apartment fire. I posted it on my Facebook page. A brother and a sister of faith, were involved in this fire. Please pray for them.
We sure will. Anybody else? Okay. All right, then I'll pray, and then Q can pray after me. Here we go. Kind fathers, we all step before you. We bow. We are all in one row, right in front of you, kneeling. So much has been discussed this evening. It has been probably one of the longest meetings we have had, but I feel in my heart that it has been one of the most productive meetings that we have had, where so many issues came up, Father, where each of us had some insight. We were able to help each other. And now, Father, I pray that you will help all of us to retain this information, that as we move forward as the guardians that you have selected to do this task, that we do not waver in our ability to protect, to help save anyone who's lost, to bring them to you. And even we appreciate, Father, the break that you're giving us, that we will now find the time to meditate, to spend time with you, to come closer to you. You've given us, again, more tools. We can have this energy waterfall pouring on us constantly so we're not tired or weary. You've given us the insight with the gifts that you have given us to be a utilization of this world, that we are able to help them in so many ways that nobody else is. And then there's been these discussions, Father. The service for the departed is 2 weeks away. Preparatory is next week. We pray, Father, for those that lost their lives last night in the shooting. We discuss them in detail, as well as those in the apartment fire. There are other souls that were brought up, the suicide, and anything else, Father, that you have brought to our attention through the next couple of weeks. We will take our time to pray for them, for our brothers and sisters, our family members, our ancestors who already work in eternity. Father, we know it's a frenzy, and we create more work for them because we keep liberating realms. But it is what is needed, Father, because the time is short. We know that we do not have 100 years before Jesus is going to come back. We don't even know what that time is, But we know, Father, that it isn't as long as this world believes it to be. We are in the end time. We are on the verge of this whole society falling apart and collapsing. And you are in the process of putting the final touches on all of us. You made the comment that there are still many things that have to change within us. And we are willing, Father, to surrender our will to you so that you can get that accomplished within all of us. We love our teammates very much. We are so proud of them with all the accomplishments they have done in your name, all the people that they are willing to help and serve. Not one person on this team, Father, lets their ego ever take over, will ever take credit for anything. We will always serve you and bow to your will. Provide wisdom for them and strength. For all the financial difficulties that everybody has, you will step in when the time is right. For all the physical ailments they have, you will step in when the time is right. For all the spiritual illnesses that we have on occasion, Father, maybe we have a little bit of a flu bug where we're not completely concentrating on what our responsibilities are. We are now getting the medicine we need to get back on track. You have given us the love that we need. It is inside our hearts in the form of POG. That's you. It's all you. And when we have a conversation with someone, we transfer a little bit of you into these people and touch their lives. Thank you so much for everything you've provided for us this evening, for the message you gave us, and for the blessings that you will continue to give us, Father. We are yours, and we are appreciative of everything you've done for us. Now grant your blessing over us. Help that all of us can rest through the night, Father. Some of us have been having difficulties resting, that there is peace in our hearts and our homes, that when we wake tomorrow and we have to go back into this world, Father, we're ready to go. According to you, will we pray these things? We also think of the Apostle Orlovsky and his difficulties that he has, that you will open his heart. We will all write our letters. We will try to motivate him as best we can. And according to your will again, Father, we bow to your will and know how much we love you and appreciate you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Loving Father, we come to you again. We are so absolutely amazed at everything. When we look at and when we spend 2 hours and it's not enough time, we could spend 2 hours doing so many different things in this life and we'd be tired. We're not tired. We want to continue. We don't want to hang up. Father, take that which you give us and let it be that we understand it, that we see it the way that you see it, and that we can utilize our gifts and our talents and our abilities to do everything that you need us to do. We absolutely want to do it. Then help us in everything. Help us that we are accepting of the situations that we have to deal with in life. But then we look beyond that and we then ask, what can we do for you? And then you put someone in front of us. Let it be that we always do what you want us to do. You've granted us wisdom and understanding, gifts and talents and abilities. Bless everyone on this phone richly and their families for everything that they do. And let us, I feel, and I hope everybody else does, and you see it, we are closer now than we have ever been. And when we feel that binding, help us, Father, now to reach out and pull more in. Eventually it'll get to the point where there will be as many healers as there are apostles, and then every one of us will have that opportunity to teach. Help us to learn the things that we need to. Let your will be done. And we look forward to the opportunity to help souls in eternity. Help us to remember them every day. And all of those we've prayed for, and all of those who we haven't prayed for because we don't even know. Help our brothers and sisters in eternity to do what needs to be done. And help us and prompt us that we know and understand how we can pray and how we can help. Lead us according to your will. We have to make our way in this life. Bless us in that respect. We know that you will, and you already have. Let your will be done. Let this be a blessed week for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.